Pony tried hard to hold control. She put her hand to Petipa's bloated cheek and stroked it gently, lovingly, and it seemed to her as if the dead woman settled easier, as if the pallid color of death was not so obvious. Pony felt something then, a sensation, a rush. Confused, wondering if, in her longing to reach out to Petipa, she had unintentionally slipped under the power of the Soul Stone, she once more held it tight in her hand. Following that course, Pony closed her eyes and tried to concentrate. Then she saw them, or thought she did, a trio of spirits, one an old man, rushing through the room.
Petipa! Gravis! Grady!
The notion startled Pony as much as it intrigued her, but still not understanding, she became afraid, and wisely broke all connection to the Soul Stone. She opened her eyes and looked down at Petipa to see the woman looking back at her.
What magic might this be?
Had she subconsciously reached out so powerfully with the Soul Stone that she had grabbed Petipa's disembodied spirit? Was such resurrection even possible? Petipa's eyes flared red with demonic flames, and her face contorted. Pony rocked back, too confused, too overwhelmed to immediately react, and her horror only grew as the corpse's teeth elongated into pointed fangs. Up came the corpse to a sitting position, two suddenly, plump arms shooting out and clamping hard with superhuman strength about Pony's throat. Pony thrashed violently, turning her hands into every possible angle to gain leverage, but making no headway in dislodging the demon's powerful grip. But then Jaravir was there, his slender sword slashing hard against Petipa's bloated forearm, opening it wide that the pus and gore could spill out. Meanwhile, Elbryon was just about to sever the last of Brad Warden's chains. He slashed hard with Tempest, spinning on his heel and taking several steps before the chain even fell to the floor. Jojona close behind him. Elbryon came around the bend in full speed. He heard the commotion within the cell that held the body of Gravis and kicked open the door. And then he stopped, stunned, for the animated corpse had bitten right through its one chained wrist and now came toward him, its eyes flaring with red fires, its stump arm leading the way with a spray of blood. Elbryon wanted to go to Pony. Above all else, he wanted to get by her side, but he couldn't rush off, and took some comfort when Jojona passed behind him on his way to Petipa's cell. In charged the ranger, meeting the demon creature head-on, ignoring the spray of the bloody stump, and slashing away viciously at the reaching arms. Pony knew rationally that she should go to Jaravial's side, or that she should use the gemstones now, perhaps the Soul Stone, to force this evil spirit from Petipa's body. But she couldn't act, couldn't get past the horror at seeing Petipa, her adopted mother, in this state. Pony forced herself to find a level of calm.
I must get into the stone. I must find the truth of this creature.
Before she could begin the move, though, Jaravial thrust ahead powerfully, right between the reaching arms, stabbing his sword deep into the corpse's heart, a sight that froze Pony in place. The demon batted the elf's hand from the sword hilt, then swatted Jaravial with a backhand. The elf accepted the blow and was moving with it before it ever connected, diminishing much of the shock. A flutter of his wings, a perfect twist in midair, landed him squarely on his feet, facing the demon creature, which still had the sword sticking from its chest.